And Sagan Chair, are you going next?
Debbie has it.
Oh, Debbie has it.
Madam Chair, I have an answer to your question about the transfer from the highway fund. It was originally $858,176, and we're pulling, we're reducing that by $347,47, so we will continue to get about $517,500 from the highway fund.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hayden.
Could you just briefly explain that to me one more time? Why ODOT is paying for this program?
Madam Chair, Representative Hayden, this is a federally, part of this is a federally mandated program through the Federal Department of Transportation. The certification is to certify contractors who would then work on highway projects.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the subcommittee. This is Satish Upadhyay with the Department of Administrative Services, here to present to you the Governor's recommended budget for the Department of Consumer and Business Services. And you should have a copy of my presentation document in front of you. The numbers I'm going to use will be the Governor's recommended budget, and that came out in December. And I will point out the changes that we've done as a result of technical adjustments as I'm doing my presentation. So if you turn to page 2, the recommended budget consists of $482.2 million total funds. This is a 6.4% increase over the 1999-2001 legislatively approved budget and a 0.9% increase over the 2001-2003 current service level budget. But if you look at the table, you will see that this department has non-limited as well as limited expenditures. The limited expenditures are up by 5.3% over the 1999-2001 legislatively approved budget. For the same period, non-limited expenditures are up by 7.1%. And the main reason for the increase in the non-limited expenditures is due to increased referrals, enrollments, and claims in the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool Claims Third-Party Administration Program. Now, if you turn to the next page, you can see the two funds that make up the budget, and you've already heard about this. Most of the agency's expenditures are non-limited. It's over 64%. And if you look at the non-limited expenditures, 69% of the non-limited expenditures is from the Workers' Benefit Fund for workers' compensation benefit-related costs. And 29% of the non-limited expenditures are for the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool payment of claims for parties covered under its insurance plans. Moving along to the next page, the Governor's budget, there are three highlights. Firstly, it addresses the workload and staffing needs in the various divisions. The budget adds two information system specialist positions in the Workers' Compensation Division. This will allow the public improved electronic access to information and services of the division. In the Building Codes Division, the Governor's recommended budget adds 19 positions to allow the division to meet its workload needs as well as its obligation in prison construction and light rail construction and maintenance. Now, there is a technical adjustment that at the request of the department, this package has been reduced by 4 positions. In the Division for Finance and Corporate Securities, 2 positions have been added for mortgage broker regulation and consumer education. And also a current limited duration policy analyst position has been made into a permanent position. In the insurance division, 3 positions have been added. 2 positions are for health and life insurance regulation, and there's 1 position that's in the governor's recommended budget that's for tax consolidated related work. Now that position has been removed because the legislative concept for which this package was needed to support has been withdrawn by the agency. So in the insurance division, we just have 2 positions right now, and that's going to be added. In central support services, the recommended budget adds 2 positions for the department's health and safety program and for the multicultural outreach program. Again, at the request of the division, 1 position has been removed. The recommended budget had 2 positions for Oregon OSHA for the Agriculture Worker Housing Inspection Apprenticeship Program. This package has been removed at the request of the agency. The second thing that the governor's budget does is it addresses Oregon Medical Insurance Pool claims increases. The Oregon Medical Insurance Pool provides access to healthcare coverage for Oregonians who are unable to obtain individual coverage due to health conditions. And non-limited expenditure authority is provided for third-party administration, payment, and claims payments. And the 2001-2003 budget for the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool non-limited reserve is up by 36.3%. This is because of increased referrals, enrollments, and claims. Lastly, the governor's budget recognizes the full implementation of the Claims Closure Evaluation Unit. The 1999 legislature passed Senate Bill 220 and removed the claims closure functions from the Workers' Compensation Division. As a result, 19 positions were removed in 1999-2001, and two auditor positions were added. In the next biennium, another 24 positions will be removed. These 24 positions are equivalent to 17.5 full-time equivalent positions. Now, if you turn to the next page, you've already seen this pie chart. It divides the budget among the different program units. It shows that the Workers' Benefit Fund has the largest percentage of the budget, followed by OMIP. Moving along, the next chart shows the various expenditure categories. The largest expenditure is for the special payments category, and this is to make payments for workers' benefit, workers' compensation related claims, and OMIP claims. I would now like to tell you how the governor's budget was developed. You may want to turn to page 34 of the governor's recommended budget, and you will see a form like this. I'll just walk you through this summary of 2001-2003 budget development form. The starting point was the 1999-2001 legislatively adopted budget. This consisted of $421.3 million total funds. This was increased by $5.96 million other funds as a result of e-board actions. 34. Yeah. It's in the governor's recommended budget binder. And it was also increased by $25.9 million of non-limited expenditures. This is also because of the increased enrollment in OMIP. So with the increase of $31.9 million as a result of e-board actions and the increase in non-limited funds, we have the legislatively approved budget, which consists of $453.1 million. Next, we did current service level budget adjustments, which totaled to $4.9 million of other funds and $20.1 million of non-limited funds. The major adjustments are adjustments for positions and inflationary cost changes that you see for all state agencies. The next is phase out for implementation of the Senate Bill 220 in the Workers' Compensation Division. Then there is removal of one-time costs in the Workers' Compensation Division, Central Support Services, and the Building Codes Division. Lastly, there are phase-in of policy packages that we approved in the last biennium for Building Codes Division, Workers' Compensation Division, and a Division for Finance and Corporate Securities. These are all the adjustments you see towards the end here. So with that, we come to the current service level budget of $478.1 million. I would now like to talk to you about the policy packages, and I'll do it by divisions. The Workers' Compensation Division has one policy package, which I talked to you earlier. It establishes two information systems specialist positions to improve electronic access to information and services of the division. And this package is costing $281,604 other funds. In the Insurance Division, the governor's recommended budget has two positions. It establishes two positions to enhance the division's ability to monitor and respond to law and marketplace changes in the health and the life insurance industries. This package provides $249,266 other funds. The next package, package 142, has been removed because the ledge concept that for which this package was therefore has been withdrawn by the agency. The Oregon OSHA package, package 151, has also been removed in the revised budget. Now, for under the Division for Finance and Corporate Securities, there are two packages. Package 161 makes a limited duration position permanent. This is a policy analyst position, which will work on policy issues in banking, finance, and securities areas. This package provides 161,632 other funds. Package 162 adds two positions to increase oversight and consumer protection in the mortgage banking program. Now, this package provides $267,049 other funds, and the department brought this package forward at the request of its stakeholders. We are now in central support services. Package 171 in the recommended budget establishes two positions to support health and risk management, human resources, and outreach programs. And the department has requested that this package be reduced, and so right now the reduction is for $114,271. The Building Codes Division has two packages. Package 191 in the recommended budget establishes 19 new positions. Of these, 14 positions are currently limited duration positions. The division has requested that this package be reduced by four positions. Actually, it's by three positions package. And package 192, it allows the department, the division, to provide oversight to prison construction and light rail construction and maintenance. In the recommended budget, the department requested four positions for this. The department has now requested that one position be reduced. In the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool Administration Division, there are four policy packages. Package 211 establishes a research analyst position to work on data warehouse and do design and reporting work. Package 212 establishes a contract compliance officer to monitor and review contract compliance by third-party administrators. Package 213 and 214 are related. Right now, the agent referral fees are paid out of the OMIP's limited expenditures. Package 213 removes this from limited expenditures and transfers it to non-limited expenditures. So in package 214, you see it as part of non-limited expenditures. And you'd also see an increase on the referral fees because the referral fees have increased from $25 per referral to $75. And there's also an increase in the number of referrals. If we turn to the next page, under the fee or revenue changes, you will be seeing a fee bill that has fee changes, and it consists of five pages, so the department will be talking to you in detail when they talk about the fee bill. Lastly, there are a number of technical adjustments. The most important one is the first one, where there's a transfer of $12.2 million other fund revenues from the Workers' Benefit Fund to the Workers' Compensation Premium Assessment Operating Account to cover the administrative costs of the Workers' Benefit Fund. As you heard from Debbie earlier, the Workers' Benefit, the premium account, the Workers' Compensation Division is anticipating revenue shortfall, and they have gotten an opinion from the Department of Justice, and you'll be hearing more about it tomorrow, where they are allowed to use Workers' Benefit funds to cover the administration costs for the program. So that's what that technical adjustment does. The other three technical adjustments that you see there are based on some new information we received after the governor's budget, printed budget came out in December. Lastly, we have some technical adjustments that affect expenditures. And these technical adjustments are also the result of the anticipated decrease in workers' compensation-related revenues. The department has requested that the Workers' Benefit Fund base budget be reduced by $4 million other funds. Secondly, there is a reduction of the workers' compensation base budget by $831,029 other funds and elimination of five full-time positions. In the Oregon OSHA division, there is a reduction of the base budget by $2,287,850 other funds and removal of 17 positions. And OSHA has also requested the removal of package 151, which I talked to you earlier about. In the insurance division, there's a removal of package 142, the tax consolidation package. Now, this package has nothing to do with the shortfall of workers' compensation revenues. It's because the ledge concept for which this package was therefore has been withdrawn by the agency. Now, central support services, you'll see a reduction of $64,023 other funds and the elimination of one full-time equivalent position. And also there's a reduction in package 171, risk management, human services outreach package. There's a reduction of $114,271 other funds. In the building codes division, there's a reduction in package 191 of three positions. It's a reduction of $217,261. And package 192, the corrections light rail oversight package, has been reduced by $110,825 other funds and one position. And you will be getting details on all of these technical adjustments as each of the division comes forward. So now with all of these technical adjustments, if we turn to the last page, you will see that the governor's revised budget reduces the agency's other funds expenditure limitation by $3,922,239. It reduces the agency's non-limited other funds limitation by $4 million. So the governor's budget has a total of $474,257,255. There is also a reduction of 30.75 full-time equivalent positions. So in the revised budget, you will see 1,107.76 full-time equivalent positions. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Questions?
Madam Chair.
That's Ms. Butler.
I think this would be appropriately directed towards Satish. Satish, you're going to be my go-to man here on some of this, if I could, please.
Sure, Mr. Chair.
I would like to, I'd like to know, we've got a whole group of requests, legislative concepts and increases, and then a group of reductions in those increases. And I think what I would like to have, as we, particularly as we approach the May forecast, I'd like to have some idea of what the overall workload fiscally is of the various divisions here in relationship to the economic changes, how the impacts of the economic fluctuations will be impacting the divisions. In other words, a change in the insurance industry, the finance industry relative to financing, securities. Let's see, I had an insurance person contact me the other day and tell me that all insurance adjusters were going to be somehow licensed. That's a different issue, but the various changes, building, if we've got a downturn in building, some kind of a shock absorber to find out if we could the various pieces of this budget that might be affected with the downturns in the economies. Where you have oversight over the entire division here, I think from the Department of Administrative Services standpoint as a budget analyst and management analyst, I'd like to work with you if I could to see if I can try and determine what the shockwaves are and what they potentially might be with the May forecast as well, in addition to the March projection.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, I'll be glad to do that, and we will provide you with that information as each division comes forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Other questions? Representative Hayden.
Well, am I correct in thinking that the $12 million that the Justice Department opinion says would be appropriate would cover about 120 employees? Is that funding for about 120 FTE?
Madam Chair, Representative Hayden, Maybe Debbie would like to address that.
Madam Chair, Representative Hayden, let me look real quickly at my list of what all that covers, and I'll have this as a handout for you tomorrow.
What page are we on?
It's not in your book. A lot of the costs that we would pick up with those that transfer is the cost of an employees, I'm not sure how to answer this, employees who provide the administration for those funds. So you have the cost of employees who are collecting the funds that pay for the programs and the workers' benefit fund, the cost of the employees and the activities that work with employers or claimants to provide benefits. I think my best answer is to let me kind of chart that out for you and bring it back to you tomorrow. We're not supporting 120 employees with that transfer, but I need to bring you the detail of what it is we would be paying for with that transfer, and I'd be glad to do that. It would be better than my trying to fumble around with it today.
Thank you, Debbie. Other questions? If not, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Lori, do you have anything you need to share?
Nothing, Your Honor.
No other questions? We are adjourned. Thank you, members.